You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser.
This is your seat at the table.
Hey guys, this is Darren Clark here, the producer of the show. We've got a great snackable episode coming up for you on how to exponentially grow your business with one referability hack. But first, we've had a great response to the Richard Branson contest. We're actually going to extend the contest by 24 hours, so you still have time to enter. So check in the show notes for details. And we will be randomly selecting a winner this weekend and then contacting you, so keep an eye on your inbox. Also, if you haven't got your ticket for Traffic and Conversion Summit yet, you can use our promo code LUNCH, L-U-N-C-H, to get $1,000 off your ticket price. All right, so let's join Roland, Todd Herman, and Tucker Max.
Hey, this is Roland Fraser. I'm here with Todd Herman. We just finished a podcast about his super awesome book, which I'm going to plug again here. The name of the book is
Alter Ego Effect.
Alter Ego Effect, but there's more to it.
The power of secret identities to transform your life.
And behind us, typing feverishly, is Tucker Max, who had a big breakthrough based on something that Todd was saying. And so we just wanted to share that with you guys because it didn't get in the podcast and it's not in the book and it's not even on the website. So what was it that you just said? And then I want Tucker to comment on, oh my gosh, why was that a big breakthrough for him?
Yeah, so I was saying how when I started out, I literally just did speaking to build my business, but I would always end my talks with trying to get some referrals. But there's a specific way to get referrals that is really, really going to benefit you. And it's, people say all the time, hey, if you ever know someone who needs a chiropractor, you know, let me know. Or if you ever know someone who, you know, needs, you know, content management on social media, you know, introduce me. And that doesn't help because it's not situational. You want to create, you want to think about situational or circumstantial events that create the opportunity to make a natural introduction. So what I would say to people at the end of my talks was, listen, if you're sitting in the stands and you hear someone behind you complain or talk about how their son Timmy just isn't as confident right now because of whatever reason, or they're dealing with a coach who's just all over him all the time, I want you to turn around to them and say, listen, you need to reach out to Todd Herman. He's got a great PDF, or he's got a great video for you to watch, or, you know, email him because he can really help your son or daughter. And that was early on. I needed clients. I call that you're planting a mental grenade in people's heads because you just gave them a situation. And once they're in that situation, boom, the pin gets pulled, it goes off, that person remembers you, and they turn around and they do the action. So the key there is tell them what you want them to do once that situation happens. And I gave them two or three, and my referability rate went through the roof. And so I just encourage everyone, it takes just a few seconds to think about what would be the circumstance that would allow me to get my five-star customer or my best customer or best clients.
So that's Tucker, who was sitting here, who we're about to interview, was like, ah! He's like, are you okay? He's like, no, I did. So why don't you share how this was a breakthrough for you and what you're going to do to make it happen?
Yeah, so that, like, I was making the mistake Todd was talking about. I would always, people always say, you know, how can I help? Or authors that we've worked with were like, you know, how do I recommend this? And I'm like, well, do you know anyone who wants to write a book? Yeah, of course. I know, great. We'd love to talk to him, which is fine. But like, as soon as Todd, he didn't even finish saying it. I was like, ah, because I totally know. I can see it. What we have to do, there's kind of two ways to do it. One would be to say, the next time you meet someone who says, I want to write a book, tell them you need to work with Scribe. Let me introduce you to their founder, Tucker Max. He's a friend of mine. He'll help you out, which is really good. And then Todd recommended like kind of the next level one, which was the next time you meet someone really impressive, ask them if they have written a book. And if not, tell them you need to work with Scribe.
Yeah, because that to me is like so many people say that, oh, you know, I need to write a book. And it is, you know, a lot of people say that's the great American dream is, you know, I'm going to write a book. So that gives them something to actually say.
Yeah. But I think the next level thing, like you were just talking about, is like when you have someone who has just met someone who's impressive or they truly are an expert, right? Yeah. And you validate that with them. And then you say, well, have you written a book yet? Because people did that with me with the whole, Alter Ego Effect. People were asking me for a long time. Exactly.
Yeah.
And they go, dude, you need to write a book. And the people you need to do it with is Scribe. Their process is amazing. I know the founder. Yeah. Let me introduce you because you are someone who needs to get out there with a book. It's the validation. So and now you're helping them create a bridge to helping make that thing happen is huge. And if we all just did that, whether it's writing books with Scribes or whether it's, you know, getting mental game coaching help or whether it's, you know, getting strategic coaching, whatever, all the stuff that you do,
you know, just it greases the slide for all of us to, you know, get our stuff out there. So, yeah, that was awesome.
So good. Go do that.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. For more information and show notes, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.